Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
So one of the reasons I believe that I've been able to be so successful is because during the years where we had, you know, fierce competition from other shows and other people, I would always say to my producers, you can't run their race, you can only run yours. And you really can only run what you're doing. You can't even worry about your own fellow producers. You can only run your own race. That lesson that Glinda the Good Witch gives to the Wicked Witch of the West when she says, go away, you have no power here, that's a powerful lesson. Because I have seen over the years in so many interviews and even in my real life experiences, people losing their power because you're giving your power to other people. You lose your power when you try to take control of somebody else's energy because you have no power in any energy field other than that which is your own. And your real job in life is to figure out how do you master your field? How do you do that? By consistently choosing love, by living in the space of gratitude, and knowing that that power that you feel from time to time comes from a source that is greater than yourself. Because nobody gets out of here alone. Nobody. Nobody is making it alone. And when you are trusting in your, when you are afraid, when you are sad, when you are unable to make a decision, when you are challenged, when you are moving in the direction of all that which is fearful, it's because you're trusting in your own power. I couldn't get here by my little bitty ego self. When you look at where I've come from, a little town, apartheid town, in Kosciuszko, Mississippi, in 1954, where there were more lynchings of black men per capita than any place else in the world. Where you had to be off the streets, literally, when white people walked down the streets. Where there was no vision or hope for you as a black man or black woman, other than being a domestic or teaching in the colored school. And my ability to step into, literally, the flow and grace that I call God is what has gotten me here. And I consistently mind that, because having a spiritual life isn't something that you can attain because you already are a spiritual life. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin said, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. I know this to be true. So it's not like you can go out seeking a spiritual life. You already are one. And the real job is for you to become aware of the soul's calling and the spirit that resides in, above, around, and through you. And be about the business of fulfilling that. There is no one else in creation like you. There's nobody like you. And what you've come to do and what you have to offer is like no other, even if they're all doing the same thing. There is no real doing in the world without being first. For me, being your presence, your connection to yourself, and that which is greater than yourself is far more important than what you do, but also is the thing that fuels what you do. And I know that one of the things that is so important for what happens here at the graduate school is that you have leaders who are self-actualized and understand what your contribution to change the world can be. You can only do that if you know yourself. You can only do that unless you take the time to actually know who you are and why you are here. Now, I happen to know for sure that every human being comes called, and that the calling goes beyond the definition of what your job is. There is an innate, supreme moment of destiny for everybody. And that's why when I was in Baltimore, I could feel this isn't it. And then in Chicago, after 25 years of success on the show, I started to feel this isn't it. There's something more that's calling me to what is the supreme moment. And everybody has that. And you cannot fulfill it unless you have a level of self-awareness to be connected to what is the inner voice or the instinct. I call it your emotional GPS system that allows you to make the best decisions for yourself. And every decision that has profited me has come from me listening to that inner voice first. And every time I've gotten into a situation where I was in trouble, it's because I didn't listen to it. I overrode that voice, that instinct, with my own head, my own thinking. I tried to rationalize it. I tried to tell myself, but you know, okay, you're gonna make a lot of money. Oh no. And so I sit here profitable, successful by all the definitions of the world. But what really, really, really resonates deeply with me is that I live a fantastic life. My inner life is really intact. I live from the inside out. And so everything that I have because I let it be fueled by who I am and what I realize my contributions to the planet. And what my real contribution is, it looks like I was a talk show host. It looks like, you know, I'm in the movies. It looks like, you know, I have a network. But my real contribution, the reason why I'm here, is to help connect people to themselves and the higher ideas of consciousness. I'm here to help raise consciousness. I live by the third law of motion in physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. That is my religion. I know that what I'm thinking and therefore going to act on is going to come back to me in a circular motion, just like gravity, like what goes up comes down. And so what also propels the action is the intention. So I don't do anything without being fully clear about why I intend to do it, because the intention is going to determine the reaction, the result, or the consequence in every circumstance. I don't care what it is. Everything is fueled that comes from me really wanting to be a better person on earth. And this is what I know to be true. One of the reasons why I live such a fantastic life is because I pay attention. I pay attention to my life. And your life is your greatest teacher. Every single thing that's happening to you every day, your joys, your sadnesses, your challenges, your worries, everything is happening to bring you closer to in here. Everything is trying to take you home to yourself. And when you're at home with yourself, when you're solidly there, connected to whatever you call creation, even if you don't call it anything, connected to an energy force that has unlimited power for you, when you can connect to that, you are your best. One of my greatest lessons came from a guy who wrote a book called Seed of the Soul. I was doing him on the show, and I started talking this consciousness spiritual talk, you know, 2 months after I started the show. And my producers would all be like, oh God, there she goes again. But I knew that even though masses of people were not tuning in for that, that the whole purpose of that platform was to try to lift people up. And now I have a network and I can articulate what it is I'm trying to do. I'm trying to bring little pieces of light into people's lives. Because what is my job? My job is not to be an interviewer. My job is not to be a talk show host or just to own a network. I am here to raise the level of consciousness, to connect people to ideas and stories so that they can see themselves and live better lives. How do you change a person's life? I had, prior to starting my school in South Africa, I had this big idea that I was going to, emotional, that I was going to take all 100 families out of the projects of Green and Green, and I was going to give them a new life, and I was going to buy them homes and stuff. And that did not work. It failed miserably. I had a big sister program that I started, failed miserably. So I realized that for me, first of all, I realized you don't change, as you all are recognizing through the SEED program, you first have to change the way a person thinks and sees themselves. So you've got to create a sense of aspiration, a sense of hopefulness, so a person can see, can begin to even have a vision for a better life. And if you can't connect to that, then you lose. You lose and they lose. And it's just money after money after money. So for me, it's using my philanthropy to do what I have found to be enormously helpful. You know, the light in my life was education. So for me, in the beginning, when I started to make money, especially when it's published, everybody and their brother, and then you've got to make a decision. Am I going to do what everybody else wants me to do? Or am I going to be led by who I really am? And I learned, as will happen to anybody who's successful in your family, people start treating you like the First National Bank. And you've got to decide. You've got to draw the boundaries yourself and decide, how are you going to use your money, your talent, your time in such a way that it's going to serve you first? Because if it doesn't allow you to be filled up, then you get depleted. So my decisions are now emotional and logical, meaning I choose education, but I do it in such a way that's actually going to benefit the person that I'm serving. Then it's not just, oh, I want to help people. When people show you who they are, believe them the first time. Live your life from a point of view of truth, and you will survive everything. Everything. I believe even death. You will survive everything if you can live your life from a point of view of truth. That took me a while to get, pretending to be something I wasn't, wanting to be somebody I couldn't. But understanding deep inside myself, when I was willing to listen, that my own truth, and only my own truth, could set me free. Turn your wounds into wisdom. You will be wounded many times in your life. You'll make mistakes. Some people will call them failures. But I have learned that failure is really God's way of saying, excuse me, you're moving in the wrong direction. I remember being taken off the air in Baltimore, being told that I was no longer being fit for television and that I could not anchor the news because I used to go out on the stories. And my own truth was, even though I'm not a weeper, I would cry for the people in the stories, and which really wasn't very effective as a news reporter to be covering a fire. And it wasn't until I was demoted as a on-air anchor woman and thrown into the talk show arena to get rid of me, that I allowed my own truth to come through. And the first day I was on the air doing my first talk show back in 1978, it felt like breathing, which is what your true passion should feel like. It should be so natural to you. And so I took what had been a mistake, what had been perceived as a failure with my career as an anchor woman in the news business, and turned it into a talk show career that's done okay for me. Be grateful. I have kept a journal since I was 15 years old, and if you look back on my journal when I was 15, 16, it's all filled with, you know, boy troubles, men troubles, my daddy wouldn't let me go to Shoney's with Anthony Odie, things like that. As I've grown older, I've learned to appreciate living in the moment, and I ask that you do too. I've asked all of my viewers in America and across the world to do this one thing. Keep a grateful journal. Every night, list 5 things that happened this day, in days to come, that you are grateful for. What it will begin to do is to change your perspective of your day and your life. I believe that if you can learn to focus on what you have, you will always see that the universe is abundant and you will have more.
If you concentrate and focus in your life on what you don't have, you will never have enough. Be grateful. Keep a journal. Create the highest, grandest vision possible for your life, because you become what you believe. When I was a little girl, Mississippi, growing up on the farm, only buckwheat as a role model, watching my grandmother boil clothes in a big iron pot through the screen door because we didn't have a washing machine and made everything we had. I watched her and realized somehow inside myself and the spirit of myself that although this was segregated Mississippi and I was colored and female, that my life could be bigger, greater than what I saw. I remember being 4 or 5 years old. I certainly couldn't articulate it, but it was a feeling, and a feeling that I allowed myself to follow. I allowed myself to follow because if you were to ask me what is the secret to my success, it is because I understand that there is a power greater than myself. If you can be still long enough in all of your endeavors, the good times, the hard times, to connect yourself to the source, I call it God, you can call it whatever you want to, the force, nature, Allah, the power. If you can connect yourself to the source and allow the energy that it is your personality, your life force, to be connected to the greater force, anything is possible for you. I am proof of that. I think that my life, the fact that I was born where I was born, in the time that I was and have been able to do what I've done, speaks to the possibility, not that I am special, but that it could be done. Hold the highest, grandest vision for yourself.
I'm not afraid, because I know that all of us have limited time here. But the real question is, who are you and what do you want to do with it? And how are you going to use who you are? My favorite line from Seed of the Soul is, when the personality comes to serve the energy of your soul, that is authentic empowerment. When you align your personality with what your soul came to, and everybody has it, align your personality with your purpose, and nobody can touch you. And you wake up every day, and you are fired up. You just, it's like, oh my God, another day! It's so great! Because everybody has a purpose. So your whole thing is to figure out what that is. Your real job is to figure out why you're really here and then get about the business of doing that. That's it. So how do you continue to prepare yourself to live out the highest, fullest, truest expression of yourself as a human being? And I just want to end with this. Yeah. There are no mistakes. There really aren't any, because you have a supreme destiny. When you're in your little mind, in your little personality mind, where you're not centered, where you really don't know who you are, that you come from something greater and bigger, and that we really all are the same. When you don't know that, you get all flustered. You get stressed all the time, wanting something to be what it isn't. There is a supreme moment of destiny calling on your life. Your job is to feel that, to hear that, to know that. And sometimes when you're not listening, you get taken off track. You get in the wrong marriage, the wrong relationship, you take the wrong job. Yeah, but it's all leading to the same path. There are no wrong paths. There are none. There's no such thing as failure, really, because failure is just that thing trying to move you in another direction. So you get as much from your losses as you do from your victories, because the losses are there to wake you up. So when you understand that, you don't allow yourself to be completely thrown by a grade or by a circumstance, because your life is bigger than any one experience. And if I had, I always ask people on Super Soul Sunday to tell me, what would you say to your younger self? Every person says, in one form or another, I would have said, relax. Relax. It's going to be okay. It really is going to be okay. Because even if you're on a detour right now, and that's how you know when you're not at ease with yourself, when you're feeling like, that is the cue that you need to be moving in another direction. Don't let yourself get all thrown off, continue to be thrown off course. When you're feeling off course, that's the key. How do I turn around? So when everybody was talking about When I started this network, if I had only known, good Lord, how difficult it would be. The way through the challenge is to get still and ask yourself, what is the next right move? Not think about, oh, I got all of this stuff. What is the next right move? And then from that space, make the next right move and the next right move. And not to be overwhelmed by it, because you know your life is bigger than that one moment. You know you're not defined by what somebody says is a failure for you, because failure is just there to point you in a different direction.